All righty. Hey, welcome, everybody. This is our first official conference call of February, and fired up. If you are tuning in for the first time, welcome. I really, really encourage you to make a point to be on these calls if you can live, and they are archived. But super, super excited. I tell you, I had to take one of those, which I don't usually take, one of those sleeping things. Anyway, something my wife gave me because I'm so excited. I was like, I need to make sure I can fall asleep because I keep waking up with so much excitement. I know David feels the same way, and so much excitement and energy, you know, coming off the, just getting the new year going, coming off the conference, the summit that we had in January. And I know David's feeling the same way. We, you know, we're certainly on pace. He and I were talking yesterday, like, we're going to write $1 million in premium, just us two, this year. Very confident, just because of all the things we got going that we're getting in place, and even some of the developments we're working on that we're not even going to talk about yet because we want to make sure we continue to make them work first. But just so excited about this year and all the energy and excitement. You know, we picked a word. I know I've talked about this, but I hope everybody will take this for yourself, because Dave and I, you know, we picked a word for 2022 to really focus on and run with all year. And that's why I'm still talking about it, because it wasn't just a one-time thing. Our word for 2022 is winning, and we're coming out the gates, you know, winning, and we want to keep doing that. Doesn't mean we're not going to have setbacks. Doesn't mean we're not going to have, you know, hurdles that we are. We all are. But we just want to keep having, we just want to keep winning. And that's what you need to do too, is, you know, even if it's, if you're just getting started, winning might just be, you know, you dialed 100 times in a day for the first time. Guess what? You won. You committed to your goal and you won. So, that's our theme for this year. I want to give a shout out to, Steven, I don't know if I say your name, last name, Pease. I'm saying it right. I hope I am. But, man, I just really loved talking to you last night. We had a late call scheduled. And, man, he, you know, was just telling me how much he's got a full-time job working like crazy, but how much he has studied, this business, and specifically how much he's really plugged in. He's on these calls. But he also took it a step further, and he said, I've listened to every single call on the SLG University. And for those of y'all, if you don't know, like, we have our basic training, you know, you're getting started and all that, and carrier training and sales training. But then, you know, we have all these different archived calls under SLG University, because the whole point is, you know, if you onboard, you go through training one time, but then, you know, what's the idea of college education? It's continue education, continue to learn. And I'll just, man, he's like, he was plugged in, he's been listening to everything, and he's just ready to roll. And, you know, I think that's such a key thing that I've experienced. You know, I know David feels the same way. Like, when I first got started in insurance, I got on every single conference call. I went to every single event that I could to learn something. Even if I didn't love everything about it, I got plugged in, and that helped me to really, you know, not drift away in this business. And I'm not sure I would have been successful without doing that. And from my experience, most people aren't. And so I just encourage you, like, if I could tell you one thing, just connect and don't quit. And it's the reason that, I mean, we had an incredible summit conference, and look, it was our first live event with Summit Life Group, because we've been, you know, growing through COVID and all that. But now, man, I'm just excited to really get the live event piece kicked off, because I know the importance of it. And that's why we went ahead and we've booked the, what we're calling our SLG family reunion. We're going to do it in August, August 5th and 6th. I know we put it in Slack, but I just want to mention again, we're going to do it back in Athens. We're going to repeat the same type of setup, but just because for right now, I think it's the, we can kind of keep, Dave and I learned so much what we could do better, and we want to make this one even better, and all of us combined will make it better. But the reason I'm mentioning it is because, to me, one of the values is committing, because if you commit, I know, John McQueen, you know, yesterday, boom, went ahead and just got his ticket for that. Well, what that does is now, you know, it's like, okay, I'm committed to this business for 6 months. And that's what I, when I first got started in this, you know, in the insurance industry, that's what, you know, someone told me is like, look, just build to these events. And it really helped me with goal setting, and just really trying to level up to each event. And so what it really does is like, okay, I just committed to be in this business for another 6 months. And that may seem silly, but some of you, especially if you're brand new, just getting going, there's power in commitment and then working that commitment backwards. And so that's why we're doing this, so that you can, for everybody, look, it's for us, but because I learned something. I shared yesterday in Slack or the day before, you know, one of the big sales that I had this week really was a tip that I got from Ryan Brooks being at that event. And because it wasn't just us poor, it was everybody participating or sharing. And I took a nugget from what Ryan said, and I had to have that piece of knowledge for one of the big applications that I wrote this week. And so that's just one example of the value of events. But really what it does is it keeps you committed and it gives you something to run towards. And, you know, and so that's why we're doing it. So I encourage you, if this is something like, hey, you're serious about, then just go ahead and commit, right? Commit to be there. It's not about us trying to promote or make money on a $50 ticket. I promise you that. It costs us way more than that to do the thing. But it's just, we want to make it as affordable as possible, but we understand the value of getting together. And so one thing we want to do different this time is maybe do more of a Friday night type of a little bit more formal type dinner type of event. We'll work all the details out, but it's going to be very similar. But there's so much more that we want to cover that we didn't get to, and I just can't wait. And we got some new things in the works. We'll see where we're at by that time. But all I know is it's your ability. It's how you level up, because there's things we can't teach on this conference call or on conference calls. And again, we might even break it into different groups, because everybody's on a different place. And so there's ways, just like what we're doing right now, you know, we're not talking about locks. We don't want to create confusion. But, you know, even just on the accidental policies, what it has done for the energy, certainly with David and myself, I mean, like, it's really great. And we've learned how to capitalize. But, again, it's for the right person and where you are in your business. And so just I encourage all of you, just commit to be there and go ahead and get your ticket. You know, reserve a hotel room. You don't have to pay anything. Just there's a room block. Get your hotel room and just commit to be there. So, anyway, it's been a big week. I'm fired up. Let's see what time it is here. You know, I was thinking about it, and, you know, really, like, even just for me this week, I know David's, I mean, we're off, you know, to a great start this year, as so many of you are as well. And I was just thinking about it, like, you know, really, this week was nothing different for me other than just hitting my targets, you know. And I shared this in Slack, and Dave and I talk about it every day. I mean, we say it all the time to each other. This business is so predictable for us. And it really is just about discipline. And, I mean, David did an incredible job yesterday. You know, it was great to see, you know, you see him in the breakout session or in the break room. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's like, what comes first, the chicken or the egg, right? David has made thousands and thousands and thousands of calls. And every single call, he's evaluating and getting a little bit better. But this business, to me, is not about being it's not really about how good you are, because I mess it up literally every single day. Sometimes, I mean, I think we all do, still am. But I look at this business way more like sifting than selling, right? Now, selling's important, and I'm not saying you got to learn the different things and learn how to level up. But when it really comes down to it, the people that are talking to the most people are the biggest producers, period. They just is. The only exception is if somebody's brand new, you know, maybe your first day or your first week, and you're putting all these dials in, you're not closing people. That's normal, right? Maybe even your first month. That's the hardest part of this business. But once you get over that learning curve and you get some basic knowledge and you're doing the basics, then it really comes down to the people with the most activity are producing at the highest level. And the way I envision it, and this is where, you know, I think about those, you know, we go to the mountains sometimes and you have those little things where you go sifting for, you know, where you go in the water and you're sifting for gold or sifting for those rocks. And the challenge, and I see this all the time with brand new agents, is the challenge with a lot of people is, let's say they're going looking for those rocks. And so this is the way they kind of think about it. Well, what is the absolute best time of day to go into the water to go sift? Right? When? What does it matter if it's overcast, if it's sunny? Right? Like, it's like, when's the best? And then it's like, well, what is the exact best spot, you know, in the creek? Where exactly do you need to be? Do you need to be over here? Do you need to be over there? And then, you know, it's like, what, like, people get worked up over, like, all the leaves and this thing and that. They talk themselves all around. And then people get into, what about the sifter? Like, does it matter like this? Does it need to be this color? Does it need to be this color? And I think about it like the CRM system. And the point I'm making is, here David comes out here. I'm just using him as an example. And it doesn't really matter what his sifter looks like, right? Now, we have an incredible CRM. We've designed it the way we want it to use. But the truth of the matter is, you know, David, I'll use an example, has been a top producer on 4 different CRMs. So the CRM is not the secret ingredient. It's just not. David has also been, me too, but has also been a top producer on every single type of lead type that you can imagine. So it doesn't really matter what spot in the river you get into, right? David has also sold policies at even the worst times of days. So it doesn't really matter when you get in there. The reason that David sells the most, and I promise you this is the case, is because he is out there just sifting, 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 sifting. Now, has he developed some skills and you listen to, you know, you see him on a break room, he's so sharp and everything poised? Yeah, but that comes from doing it. So the thing you got to realize is, like, don't worry about how good you are. I wish I could just get in there and start sifting. That's all. And this is why we have $1 leads. I don't know anybody else. I had somebody send an email, you know, we had somebody email and, oh, these are, you know, these leads were, some of them were older. And I'm we're just doing this as a service. It's costing us money to support it and do all this kind of thing. Because here's what happens. If you want to get good at telesales, you got to get in the water and you got to start sifting. And I don't want people that don't have any skill to get in there and spend $500 or $1,000 a week with zero skill set, learning how to dial, to get in there and then run out of runway 5 weeks in because they just spent $5,000 and maybe hadn't even sold a policy. So here's the thing. You come in, you got a high contract level, and you can get leads for a dollar or two. You can get in and start sifting. And you might be like Charisma and come out and sell 7 policies on $1 leads, right? Plenty of people are doing that. But the main thing is you're getting some experience, right? Then you can level up and decide if you want to get a different lead and all that. But the point is just get in there and start dialing, because that's really all this business is. And my week, this week was all about, you know, this week for me was nothing special than just committing to doing the dials and then hitting my quote targets. That's it. That's all we do every single day is, you know, Monday, 12 quotes. Tuesday, 12 quotes. Wednesday, 18 quotes. Yesterday, 12 quotes. That's it, because my target's 12. I want to try to go over, but I try to always make that be my bar, right? David, you know, he can share what his are. That's all we're doing, because we're out there sifting, and we're going to find the sales by doing that. And that's really all you got to do in this business. It takes discipline to do it, but that's all you got to commit to do. Everything else is really just noise. And again, we talk about that over and over and over, because it's, to me, the only thing, you know, that really matters in this business. So anyway, hey, David, I could go on and on. I want to bring you on the call to share. David is on fire. I don't know how many apps you've written already year to date, 60, 70. I don't even know, but on fire. So I will turn it over to you, man.
Hey, I appreciate it. And, man, you just, as always, you knocked it out the park. And you kept it simple, because that's the name of the game. Especially for new people, you know, commitment, you know, and then staying consistent. That is so much more to the being successful in this business than having the right script, the right technology, all those other shiny objects that sound great, you know, on the surface. But when you really dig into it, you know, it really comes down to, like Rich said, it's action. You know, get out there and just do it. You'll figure it out. Don't let, you know, the unknown be an anchor to your progress or your action. You know, for new people on the call, or anybody on the call, really, a lot of the time, you know, you sit back and you can think, at least this was what I used to struggle with, is listening to people talk about, oh, yeah, those are great words, commitment, just do it, all of these things, you know, but all that stuff doesn't really work. It just comes down, some people are more naturally gifted than others. Well, the answer to that is yes on both things, but what it comes down to is commitment. And I want to share like a real story. You know, I relate a lot of things back to sports. It's what I love. It's what I grew up with. And throughout the years, I made a lot of good friends. This time last year, one of my good friends got traded. He's Matthew Stafford, got traded from Detroit. And so we all went to celebrate because he spent 12 years of paying the price, right? Success comes with adversity. It's just a part of the formula. And I remember sitting there the first night and looking at him and saying, you're going to do it, man. You're going to win a Super Bowl. And he looked at me and said, you know, it starts now. We're all in. And I'll never forget it because I could tell, you know, someone who has paid the price, and I knew he was going to be committed because he always has been. And then this year, he goes out. He's playing with the Rams, having a great season. We go out halfway through the year playing his former team, the Lions. After the game, I remember having the conversation of what does it feel like? And he's like, execution. Great day today. It felt good. We wake up tomorrow and we execute. This is just one of the targets, one of the things, small goals throughout the year I wanted to accomplish, but the big goals at the end. Fast forward to last weekend. One of a great experience, proud to see a friend win an NFC championship. But one of the most powerful things was at the end of the game. We're all sitting down, just having conversation. And I remember I walked up to him. The very first thing that he said was, we're going to the Super Bowl. Let's celebrate tonight and execute tomorrow. After games, I've been to him at his house. And after the game, he goes and watch film. What's the moral of the story that I'm trying to tell you is this. It starts with two things. The first is making a commitment. Deciding you want to make it work. Deciding you want to be successful, because the only way you'll fail is if you quit. And the second step is you take action and understand that it's going to be hard at times, but you got to power through it and learn. And the biggest thing is the little things. Yeah, a lot of people are a lot more naturally gifted, but it's the ones that work on the little things. You know, how can I get better on a call? Could I have done a little bit? Go listen to them. I still listen to my calls. And you know why I listen to my calls? Because I get it from Matthew Stafford. Because I watched him with my own eyes, watch film for the last 12 years after football games. And I remember thinking, how can I apply it and implement it in my business? I try to draw from all of the greats. And not saying that he's a great maybe one day, but it's total commitment. Because the guy has more natural talent and ability than any quarterback in the league besides maybe one or two. But his work ethic and his mindset is what separates. And that's the same thing in any industry, in any business, or anything that you do. First, you commit. Stay consistent. And focus on the little things, but pick action. Don't let it be an anchor. You probably hear my baby in the background, so I'll kind of get off on that. But, Rich, man, what a call. And the event is part of the little things. Make a commitment and get out there. It's amazing what you learn. You take nuggets. I learned so much from so many people. And it's usually the newer people that teach the veterans. So whether you're new, seasoned, just get out there and come to the conference and learn from one another and let the like mind really empower and multiply. So great call, Rich. Let's get out there and crush this first Friday of November and kick the month off to a great start.
Absolutely. Hey, and I'll jump back on here because I know we got a couple minutes, and I'll just share a few more thoughts. We usually do these calls in the neighborhood of 30 minutes. Great stuff, David. I know you got little ones there. And I just want to encourage all of you, you know where you are too, in this journey. And so again, like we talked about the conference, it's a lot like a one room schoolhouse. Don't get overwhelmed. Keep it simple. That's why we have our waterfall approach. But we are very excited about, you know, this little add-on that we've been doing. We're talking individually with a lot of you, but this add-on, strategy really is what it is for us selling, you know, these accidental policies. It really does only apply to the internet leads, I feel like. So kind of know where you are. You know, we have there's all kind of lead vendors and lead options that you have. And so, you know, just Don't be afraid to just try it out, feel it out, you know, stumble your way through it. It took me a little bit to get accustomed, but then I found, you know what, this is a great way to add on sales. That's very simple. In fact, it's actually more simple than you know, the sell and the traditional final expense. So just, you know, don't be overwhelmed by it. I just want to encourage all of you. You know, AmeriCo is who we're primarily really using that for. That's their, I mean, and we're selling the AmeriCo final expense too, but they have the product, the ADB product. So just want to mention that to you. Don't be, if you are dialing some internet leads, then I think there's definitely opportunity in these leads, because these are leads that are not, you know, there's leads out there that are not necessarily looking for final expense. They just want to high face them out pretty quick. And so we talked about that a couple weeks ago. You can go listen to that call on SLG team, but it definitely is a great strategy to pick up some additional sales. But don't be afraid to stumble your way through it. You know, I'm working on something right now that I'm stumbling my way through. We're trying to build out a whole separate process, and this is for a higher end type of thing, for help people level up, right? Maybe we talk about it at the conference. We'll see. But the thing is, I'm stumbling my way through it, and I'm talking about that because some of you are brand new and you've never sold much insurance. Guess what? You're going to have to do. You're going to have to stumble your way through it. But every time we enter a new territory, that's what it is, right? And so we want to continue to innovate and come up with different things and all that, so we can, because we want to keep helping you level up. If you're on this call and you want to sell, you know, $5,000 a month in premium, awesome, right? You totally can do that, right? You want to sell $10,000, great. You want to sell $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000, great. I mean, we're doing it. We show you, right? But you want to sell $100,000, great. We want to continue to innovate and show you how to scale and just grow this as big as you want to do it. So we're continuing to stumble. We're continuing to learn new things as we go along to get better. So I just wanted to kind of put that plug in there. But any of you that are, if you are, and I'll say this too, and that's what's great about the SLG CRM, is you can sort your lead types. So those of you that are, and if you need help with this, email support@summitlifegroup.com and just schedule a quick little refresher. But you can sort your lead types. So for some of you that are dialing maybe you have your own leads, or you're dialing some of the, one of the different lead vendors, the telemarketed callback leads. I know a lot of you are crushing it on those. Great. But if you want to mix in some internet leads as well to get comfortable with that, you know, you can sort and dial those different ones. So I just want to mention that. If you need help on any of that stuff, email support@summitlifegroup.com. But at the end of the day, all you got to do is just make sure you're taking leads and make sure you're dialing. And if you're brand new, that's why we offer these $1 leads. Just get into action. Set some targets for yourself today, right? Make 100 dials. Learn how to make $50 if you need to start. Learn how to make 100 dials and just keep increasing it. So anyway, hey, we're excited. This is going to be an incredible year. I do encourage you, go ahead and commit. Be at the family reunion, and we're going to be announcing our Summit Cup golf tournament as well, which is going to be a lot of fun. So super excited. We'll see you guys on Slack, and we'll talk to you next week.